passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. The government has announced feed-in tariffs for commercial and domestic properties that use renewable energy supplies. So what does this actually mean to you and I? Paul Wheeler is chairman of MAP Environmental.
Basically, it's a policy brought in by the government to help stimulate renewable technologies and energies across the UK. It's worked very well in Europe, in the likes of Germany, where it's been fantastic. In fact, Germany have had that for the last 6 years. Belgium, Italy, Spain, these are all countries that have the feed-in tariff. And what it does, it enables you to invest in renewable technologies, and whatever you generate, you'll actually get an income back. You could possibly get around about a 7% return on your investment. And what is good is that obviously that the tariffs will be guaranteed by the government for 25 years. So safe in the knowledge, if you're putting an investment in this, obviously it's a long-term investment. A, there's a great side that obviously you're helping with renewable technologies, saving the planet, and also that your money that you're investing is going to have a long period of return as well.
And how exactly does it work?
You'll go to someone that's fully MCS registered. You have to buy MCS approved product to have the eligibility for claiming what's known as the FITS, the feed-in tariff. Basically, you'll put a system, whether it'll be a PV system onto your roof, and then you will contact your local power provider. As in from the 1st of April, when the feed-in tariff comes in, whatever you generate, they will pay you for whatever you generate.
Do you first of all take off your own needs and then they pay you for the excess?
Whatever you generate from your roof, the government will, or via the power supplier, will pay you the money. Energy supplier will be paying you back the feed-in tariff. And then supposing you're out for the weekend and you're producing extra electricity, which you aren't using in your house, you'll be feeding that back to the national grid, and they will pay you an extra 5 pence for that.
And how is that all monitored? Do they have to install extra equipment into your house in order to monitor that?
You have like a generation meter, which will actually tell you how much you're generating.
And to set all this up, apart from the actual installation of the, say, the PV panels or whatever, are there any other costs that you need to be aware of?
The only costs are really the supply and installation of the PV equipment, and then it's a bit of paperwork that could be done via your people that have installed the product, and then you're on, as simple as that, onto the feeding tariff.
And from your point of view as a supplier, I mean, how well do you think the system's actually going to work?
It will have an impact, and it will stimulate a hell of a lot of extra jobs. I think they're currently saying that it could create another 13,000 jobs across the UK in this market.
And why should the energy companies pay more for that energy than they're actually charging you for energy?
If you look at the current state of affairs, especially in the UK with the power supply, obviously energy companies are currently almost full capacity. So in a way, all this extra generation of electricity is actually going to help them. Also as well, it's been backed by the government, and it's their way of the UK helping to meet its CO2 requirements. So it's more of a necessity rather than just a quick fix. I think originally a lot of the power supply companies were sort of pretty much against FITS. They will see now themselves currently that it's something that we need to be doing. And a lot of these utility companies are obviously getting into the supply of the PV and wind market as well. So obviously there's a revenue there for them to make their own money as well. They won't be losing out.
Can you have any type of system that generates energy? I know you said it has to be particularly approved, but a kind of any system of, say, ground source, air source, PV, you know, hydro, anything like that?
The key factor is obviously the MCS, and what the MCS is an approval, and it's a body to make sure that the product is good, it's good quality, make sure that the installation is done properly, and so on and so forth. So as long as it has the MCS approval and stamp, then yes, that's what basically gets you in the feed tariff. And it's a good thing to have because obviously it's helping businesses and homeowners make sure that obviously the people that are installing it are fully qualified.
So if you're interested in doing something like this, then what's kind of the first thing you should do as a householder?
It depends on what renewable technology you want to go for. Obviously, I'm biased because of our major market's PV, and we see that's where it's going to be the sort of mammoth growth. The best thing to do is to have a look under the MCS register, and then that will give you a list of all the people that can supply the products and install the products properly, and contact your local person, and they'll be able to give you a proper quotation. Obviously, different renewables work in different scenarios, but for us, we'd say PV, but it's obviously on the orientation of your house, roof space. If you've got land, you can put it on outbuildings and so on and so forth. And then just contact them. They can come out and give you a full sort of survey. If you give them your electricity bill, they can tell you how much you're going to save against what you're currently spending and what your sort of return on your investment would be.
That's Paul Wheeler, chairman of MAP Environmental, and there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.